Good morning. Very excited to welcome all of you to the Chamberlink. Some of you have been with us before. Others, this might be your first time listening to us. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Jane Vangsness-Frisch, and I have the opportunity to serve as the Vice President of Workforce for the Fargo-Moorhead West Fargo Chamber of Commerce. And today, I am so excited about this conversation. Those of you that have listened to me in the past and connected with me and otherwise, you know that I'm incredibly passionate about career awareness, career exploration, and then finally, career preparation for those individuals, those emerging individuals, and also the interface of how our educators impact that journey as well. And, you know, as I've mentioned, you know, today is really about talking and tackling some of those issues as well. And when I was talking with these great educators and connectors that are with me today, we talked about what should we call this? And it's really about going back to the future. I think there's no DeLorean in the studio with us today, as I wish there were, but we do often talk about those workforce shortages. You know, how can we tackle this talent attraction and, you know, how does that impact our long-term growth in our region? But let's be honest, the reality is really, we already have that reality and that foundation that this all starts much sooner than the need that is right now. It starts years ahead of time with our emerging workforce and how students really understand careers, how educators connect all that learning together to those real opportunities, and then really how our employers, which I get to work most closely with, really step up to help shape the engage in that process for those learners. So we're focusing today on two of those key strategies that are really shaping the work in our region together. First, we're going to talk about some of the great things that are happening to support our educators in that career awareness, career exploration journey called Adventures. We'll talk about that. And then we're going to share some really fun things that are happening in our region and frankly, some really groundbreaking things that are happening in our region related to work-based learning. Dr. Jonas will talk a lot about that journey and where we are today. So without further ado, I want to have my guests introduce themselves and their connection to workforce and how this all works. So I'll start with you, Darcy. If you would share a little bit about your work and how you impact student learning and the student exploration and career awareness process.
Well, thank you for having us all together to have this conversation, Jane. And I hope I still impact student career preparedness. I was a high school English and theater teacher for 13 years. And for the last 10 years, I've been designing and facilitating professional development that helps teachers solve the challenges that they see in education and really help teachers innovate in their classrooms. So I'm excited to be part of Adventures because I love this idea of capturing and elevating students' passions and interests. And I think any teacher got into teaching because they want to help kids. And so I love that I get to, through my work with the Educators Lab and the workshops that I do, help amplify the teacher's work and help them think about how can they best serve their students.
Thank you for that, Darcy. So, Heidi, talk to me a little about your role at the Chamber. We work alongside of each other each day to really impact the workforce and make our world and our region thriving with educated individuals and that are aligned to those careers out there. Talk to us about what you do to impact students.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm Heidi Schultz, Workforce Engagement Coordinator at the Chamber, and I really have a great opportunity to work directly with businesses. And so I get to understand kind of what their needs look like as far as workforce now and into the future. And be able to help bring that information back to the Chamber so that we can help with creative solutions or support, be a connector, convener. I convene a lot of our businesses in the community to understand kind of the breadth of workforce needs. So being able to bring that information and knowledge to our educators is really important. It helps really build that, bridge that gap, if mm-hmm. you will, because there's a gap that seems to exist and maybe always will in some capacity, but trying to narrow that and bring educators and business professionals in our community together to help solve that. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah, I always explain our role, Heidi, as being that conduit, right? Mm-hmm. We're that connector, that convener, that collaborator. And Dr. Jonas, your role in connecting students to their passion, to maybe even make them aware of maybe what their passion could be.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for having me on the Chamber. Obviously, my partners in crime, I say, but just in creation ideas and connections. And I come from my background in career and technical education didn't start in education. I truly came from the path where my counselor in high school shared that my assessment showed that I should become an educator. And I didn't really agree with her at that time. And so I decided to go on my own journey, and that led me to explore being a trainer. And then I realized that I didn't really understand what a trainer was when I was taking these courses. And eventually I went on to get my degree in business administration and work in banking and finance. But it's just so interesting. My journey was just a zigzag approach to then finding out as I'm reffing girls basketball that I really love education and I want to be a part of these young people's lives. And so I went back and I obtained my teaching degree. And I think that is a testament to why I'm so passionate about career exploration and starting early, because as we grow and develop and we have more experiences, we learn what we like and what we don't like. And so as a director of career and technical education, I now have the opportunity to try to create the most experiences I can from at the high school level and pathways. And then as we continue to explore, how do we reach the middle school at capacity and elementary? Mm-hmm. And so I think that's what I'm excited about. And then as a principal and in my former years, what I did recognize is that as a career and technical education director, the CTE teachers are really focused on those pathways, but it's bigger than that. Every educator is a career educator, because language and math and science and social sciences and arts, they all matter toward that development and exploration of that future career and whatever that will be. So I'm excited to be that pathway coach and also that connector across disciplines.
Thank you for that, Denise. And, you know, Dr. Jonas, I think, you know, you guys are going to love me because you know me. I never stick to a script too closely. But I don't think that there's a broad awareness about what the Cass County CTE Center is or does for our community. Would you just give your little elevator of what C3 Tech is?
So C3 Tech, or the Cass County Career and Technical Education Center, is a network of schools in Cass County collaborating together. The vision started in 2014 with a partnership between Northern Cass, Central Cass, Fargo, and West Fargo. And the idea really was to expand career exploration and awareness through the sharing of services, which might be programs, instructors, and students, and learning lab spaces. And then also finding where we have the gaps, where maybe we don't have opportunities, and creating those opportunities. And so the network has really been 8 high schools working together to share students, teachers, spaces, administration, counseling. And then from that network and that systems approach, we are starting to see the power behind working together. And that can turn into post-secondary partnerships, business partnerships, dual credit. So I think that's really the vision of the network. It's not in one location. It's in multiple locations, creating the most access we can. In our community in Cass County, K-12, we have almost 30,000 students. To scale it, we need to systemize it. So that's what we're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, thank you for that. And I think it's important to note that we're advancing that, and we've made huge strides in the past few years. And really, that's kind of our role, specifically the Career Innovation Center, in collaboration with the North Dakota State College of Science, across the river, our Moorhead Career Academy, you know, the different academies that they have over there for their students to really explore. And we are going to, when we come back, what we're going to focus on is kind of why career exploration and career awareness matters. So stick with us. Welcome back to the Chamber Link. Jane Vangsness-Frisch, Vice President of Workforce for the Fargo-Moorhead West Fargo Chamber, joined by some amazing educators, connectors, and collaborators here today talking about the future workforce. How do we grow that? How do we start earlier? Career awareness to career exploration, all the way to truly career preparation and engagement. Dr. Jonas did such a great job right before we headed to break to talk about what are we doing to systematize career awareness and career education throughout our region. not just in, you know, Cass County, but in Clay County and in our rural communities. You know, Darcy, from your perspective, I'm interested, you work kind of one-on-one and shoulder-to-shoulder with the educators. Talk to me about how you have seen that trajectory related to career awareness and career exploration maybe even evolve over the years, and what you're doing to inspire that joy in those educators to do that.
I was so excited about what Dr. Jonas was talking about, that idea of 30,000 students right here in our county and how much hope and opportunity that is creating for our future. And I think that is a direct answer to what you're talking about, that people become teachers because they want to help young people, right? So this idea of preparing them for their futures has become a little bit more ambiguous. And that's maybe my personal bias as I look at, I have kids who are in kindergarten and I have no idea what kind of careers and future is going to be out there for them when they graduate high school. I have no idea what it's going to look like. And so we're in this interesting transition where years ago, when I started teaching 20 years ago, it was a lot more.
When you were five, right?
Exactly. Yes, when I was five. Mm-hmm. But when I started teaching 20 years ago, the career pathways were far more concrete, right? We could name most of the careers or the career genres that students would be exploring. And it feels like right now there's a lot of unknowns, which is very scary because any amount of change or ambiguity is uncomfortable. But there's this amazing amount of opportunity and this crazy ability where we can lean even more heavily on helping students explore the skills, the knowledge, and their personal passions that they need to cultivate in order to be career ready. And so instead of this creating more boxes for us, I think what we're seeing right now in the career force, and I'm not a career expert like the two of you, but that it's really blowing wide open what is possible. And that is allowing educators to take a much broader approach in helping students explore what does it mean to be career ready. And things like Portrait of a Graduate are helping shift how we prepare kids and how we talk about their future readiness. And there are so many opportunities for our kids and our educators. It's really scary, but desperately exciting. And that is the kind of energy that I'm trying to help educators tap into, is that the change is all a beautiful opportunity to support kids in more meaningful ways.
Right. And I think, you know, support the students, but also support those educators that are out there. And how can we build up and support educators? A program that has been around, I'm not even sure how long, our EdVentures program, which we're going to ask Heidi to share a little bit more about here in a second. But that EdVentures program is really about providing that access to our educators about what are some of the skills, knowledge, and passion that's necessary in that emerging workforce that's needed, whether they are, you know, in a kindergarten classroom, in a band classroom, mm-hmm. or, you know, maybe even in a dual credit classroom, and that student's going to be into higher education very quickly. And so the EdVentures program has been around for many years. It's evolved, and I think it's evolved in a way that has become more and more focused on, in the immediate, what can we do to support our educators? And so that program originally started with the Greater Fargo-Moore ADC, I think in collaboration with you, Dr. Jonas, correct? I mean, oof.
I know, I hate to start putting years on events, but this started in 2014 in partnership with Moorhead Fargo and West Fargo. It kind of started during tech camp, and we said, hey, let's do some career awareness. And people gravitated to uncovering and discovering what we have in our back door in these boxes. Like, what's behind this big, huge building? Wow, there's a whole company building tractors. Mm-hmm. I've never seen that before. And so it lent itself to a lot of community curiosity. And also then it lent to lessons in the classroom that connect to my content area.
Yeah, and that's where we're at. And I'm excited to have Heidi talk a little bit more about what EdVentures is and what it has become for this program this coming June for all educators, free for all educators. It's a 4-day-long program. Heidi, would you walk us through kind of what EdVentures is and the why behind it?
Yeah, absolutely. So EdVentures It's really unique, and I'm in my second adventures after starting at the chamber here, so it's really exciting and been really involved in the planning of this year's event. So it's an opportunity to take educators outside of the classroom and directly into businesses. They get to see how the tractors are being built in that manufacturing facility, you know, that's right in our back door, those kinds of things that are really eye-opening, I think, for educators, because you have this maybe rigid thought of what different career opportunities look like, and businesses can really broaden that for the educators so that they can bring that information into the classroom. They can help identify, maybe they have a student that they're working with that has a real passion for tinkering, if you will. We hear that a lot when I go to different meetings with employers. And what can that turn into? What career opportunities does that student have with that passion and building a skill set around that? And so from the, you know, chamber's perspective, we really invest in the Adventures program because it's an effective way to connect that education to the real world, understand what skills matter. You know, skills-based hiring, we talked about that. We can have a whole conversation about that. And additionally, we had that already earlier this year, but really strengthening that talent pipeline. So this year's Adventures, we have, every year we have a group of employers that we reach out to and we engage. And we really try and broaden that so that it's not any specific industry. It's a really broad opportunity for educators. So they can kind of pick and choose based on maybe they have students in mind that they're wanting to support, or they just really want to explore different areas that they've never been able to really understand and get a, you know, insider view of. And so we've got 30 businesses.
Yeah. So if you're listening out there and you know an educator in your life, whether they be from Beulah or they are from Battle Lake or anywhere in between, this is a free program. Also have the opportunity for them to get continuing education credits, professional development credits through North Dakota State University in a very minimal cost as well. And so 4-day-long program. They come in about noon on June 15th, do an intro session. And then throughout the week, as Heidi, as you mentioned, they get to go into those businesses for an hour and a half.
Yep.
And we have, 33 different businesses they can choose from?
Yeah, there's a lot. It's great.
Yeah.
Great variety.
Then at the end of the week, we have the opportunity to have Darcy help us wrap that all together with the educators in collaboration with them in making sure that it just wasn't just a fun week, right? Because it is. It is about those educators getting out and having that immersion and that experience. But at the same time, how do they then operationalize that and make it systematic and bring it into their classroom?
Yeah, I think that's one of the areas that we really tried to develop is exploring is nice, but also reflection is important, and that reflective thinking about how can I make a difference and bring that hope to that student that Darcy is talking about, because every student has a champion, and you're never really sure who that champion might be in that moment in time when it will occur, at what grade level it will happen. But if our educators are aware, they can integrate that at that just-in-time moment. Our students today are very curious, and they really want relevance in their learning. Like, why am I learning this? How is this going to impact me? And I think having a teacher just being able to navigate the shifts and change in careers by doing adventures, because as fast as it's changing, they can go out and see this company is looking for entrepreneurs within a manufacturing field, or an engineer, or a welder. There's so many jobs within each company that I think it's really insightful to get away from stereotypes at times with major companies and to see the capacity and the careers that are at every company at a given point in time.
I think you're right, Denise. And what we know at the chamber and what we hear from our employers is when educators have a better understanding of what's happening in the need in the workforce within our businesses, students benefit, and we have a better thriving workforce. So that's what we're so excited and so thankful that we have Adventures. We're going to head into the 11:30 break. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll talk to you soon. Well, welcome back to the Chamberlink. Jane Vangsness-Frisch, Vice President of Workforce. And today, the opportunity to connect with some great educators, connectors, and collaborators to enhance not only our learners and in inspiring our students through work-based learning and our educators through some innovative programs, but also making sure that we have a thriving workforce, right? And a thriving workforce equates into great economic development for our region and for our state and communities and individuals as well. So now as we talk about career awareness and that educator connection, let's talk a little bit about what comes next, some of that real world experience that's so important for our learners. You know, Dr. Jonas, last week we had some really great movement with our work-based learning in the region. Our current and future workforce is going to benefit from this. So talk to me, maybe, I think, you know, when I was at the event last week, when we were talking about work-based learning, I always said, you know, you close your eyes and you think about when I say work-based learning, and I would venture to guess our listeners and even us here around the table would close our eyes and think of a college intern, right? And that's not necessarily what work-based learning is. It's much more broad in depth and breadth. And so would you talk about, like, what is that definition when we say work-based learning in the career world? What does that really mean?
Right. I think there's this big umbrella that has a lot of different layers to it. And so I like to think about it in my mind and hopefully visualize it to you on the radio as a tiered model. And at the bottom of the pyramid is this large group of students. I said 30,000 earlier in our community. So how do you create experiences at elementary, middle school, and high school for all of those students? Because it starts early on. And so thinking about those early ages, it's career lessons, it's field trips, going to NDSU to their labs and seeing animals, talking about agriculture. And so these different experiences happen through field experiences, career lessons. And then as we continue to think about that at the high school, there's still career exploration happening through guest speakers and job shadows, field trips again. So there's this low level of just exploration that's just really taking in information, observing, and learning. When we get to the next level, we might have some real career pathways that are having simulated work experiences like constructing a house, working in a restaurant. Our CTEs are really good of the second level of the tier because we create and we put students in a position within a classroom where we've defined the learning. We're looking for outcomes. It's safe. And we can actually teach and give feedback. And then at the very top of that pyramid is where I talk about really work-based learning at its highest level, like with cooperative work experience, where a student may be earning credit and they have a job and they're being paid for that job and they're applying skills that they've learned in school or in a pathway. They're receiving feedback maybe from that work employer, obviously, but then also from a connection to a colleague or our work-based learning coordinators in our high schools. Those positions are new to us, so we're really developing how can we support our businesses that are working with our students so that it's really a supported triangulation of feedback for the students.
Right, and I think, you know, we've talked about this probably for several years now, you know, Denise, we go way back, right? But one thing that we consistently hear from our employers, and I respect this, especially if you're a small business, where do I start, right? And that's where I had the opportunity when I joined the chamber. You know, our CEO, President Shannon Full, has been so supportive of saying we support those employers and those businesses. And so that's where the chamber comes in, is it is our job to help those businesses, Heidi and myself working side by side with those businesses to really understand and then help translate that to our employers of how do they get involved, whether that be, you know, you talked about some of those low levels, right? You talk about a pyramid. I talk about a continuum with employers of that, you know, just be a guest speaker. Say yes to doing a job shadow for an hour, maybe with a ninth grader or an 11th grader coming in for a full day, depending upon what that looks
like. Exactly. I think that's the important piece, is just start somewhere. And if you don't know where to start, then reach out to us at the school district or to the chamber. And that's why we're so grateful for the chamber, because you are such a talent and a resource to us as a K-12 system to help us with this work. But we've found that businesses that may take one student, just to experience that one student, makes a difference in that student's lives. Sometimes we've had great success where it's been two students coming together in a larger company. Mm-hmm. What we found most successful is when that company really is interested in helping mentor the student and giving them feedback, and they just appreciate the attention. So now they're hearing it from probably a family member, a school, educator and now a business employer. And that triangulation just really helps that student grow and learn from all of those feedback entities.
Yeah. And I think one of the things that I always try to say to an employer that is not, you know, hasn't had a student or maybe hasn't done that mentorship is just start, call us. We'll get you connected. You know, through Compass, which is through Golden Pass Solutions, a regionally owned company, Patrick Minear and his associates over there. It's easier than ever for students to find opportunity and for us to get you connected. And so, last week we had some real momentum, around work-based learning. What I can say is I'm incredibly proud to be a member of this region, to call this region home because of the commitment that our educational systems have made related to work-based learning. I can tell you from my colleagues across the United States that I don't know that anywhere else has really made this commitment of setting goals related to work-based learning. And so what I'm alluding to is last Friday, we had an event, the Chamber helped facilitate an event between the Cass County Career and Technical Education Center that Denise is the head of, which encompasses four different school districts, and alongside of Moorhead Area Public Schools, came together over this past really 8 months and said, we need to establish some goals. We need to hold ourselves accountable, but also be aspirational to those businesses and working alongside. And so there was three pretty big goals set last Friday, not only related to getting students actually out and participating. Our goal is to have 650 regional businesses within the next year actively participating or engaging in work-based learning. But also for those schools to say, you know what, we support this, and we support this enough to have those career advisors in the room to be alongside of those businesses and students, and also for the educators to be aware, and a lot of Denise's staff and Moorhead Area Public Schools as well, to say we are going to strive to have 25% of our high school seniors across the region engaging in that real world work-based learning experiences. That's over 600 students a year. And, you know, Denise, I think you had talked about, it just takes one mentor in a student's life, right? When I was in higher education, we talked about the power of one. You never know if you are actually that one, whether you are the custodian that says hi to that student every morning, or maybe you are that supervisor of their work-based learning experience. It's just that power of one. And so the last goal that was set by the regional entities was 100% of students engaging in intentional career exploration experiences by the time that they graduate. And Denise, talk to me about 100% goal. You know, I come from an institutional analysis background. They never say you can ever get 100, but talk to me how that is possible within our communities.
Well, first, I think it starts with a systems approach to thinking. And in North Dakota, the Department of Career and Technical Education and our DPI, they are asking the ratios to counselors to be manageable. That in itself is a statewide goal. And then the career development is an extension in CTE, which focuses on what does that career counselor and career development focus look like with the counseling units. And you brought up the career advisors and career development counselors and our counselors. They are every day thinking about how do we guide students to find their passion, what interest inventories are out there. And so we talked about educators. I don't want to forget our counselors and our principals and our superintendents, because they believe in this work. They demonstrate that every day, but we don't always talk about their leadership that gets us there. So our school boards, they are passionate about this work as well. So it really is, everyone is on board, but sometimes trying to scale it has been the challenge. And when you think about those 650, we have 2,300 graduates anticipated for 2027 between our community. So that's 2,300 students graduating. And I know we had a superintendent say, I want 100% of our graduates to have a work-based learning experience, but that's quite a few jobs. So I'm going to say 100% of career exploration happens because we have this structure of counselors from elementary to middle school to high school continuously talking about what does it mean to explore. Now we're just getting deeper into the work by having some of those more relevant experiences, which takes more of a lift. So we did have to back off from 100% to down to more manageable at 25% to get started. But I think those are just how we scale a system is something that we have to be real about to make it successful. And that's why the chamber and partners like Darcy and Heidi and Jane are just here to help us with that work.
So Heidi, you know, before we head to a break here, how does a business start this? Where can they go for resources related to work-based learning and getting engaged and saying, you know what, I will raise my hand and be willing to do a tour of where I work, or how do they get engaged? Where do they start?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously you could reach out to myself or you, Jane, but we actually have built a great resource on our chamber website. And so it's specifically all around work-based learning. If you were to go to our workforce and talent page, and it can give you information on previous sessions that we've had. We have learning sessions that you can just expose yourself to if you're not ready to commit right this second, but you want to understand how to do that. But then also it gives you access to the resources like how do you get engaged with Compass, signing up on that tool, understanding that, and who to contact at the chamber or beyond. So I would say, you know, go to our website. There's a lot of good information on there.
Yeah. And when we come back from break, we are going to talk a little bit more about what is next for work-based and career-based learning within our community, within our region, and how do we support those educators. We'll be back soon. Well, welcome back again. Jane Vingsness-Frisch, Vice President of Workforce for the Fargo-Moorhead West Fargo Chamber, have the opportunity to talk about that emerging workforce and making a plea not only to our educators, but also to our business and industry partners of getting involved in this emerging workforce and that opportunity. And, you know, we're in our last segment already. I think I could probably talk to these three amazing individuals all day about how we can best support our future learners. But as we kind of float into this last segment, I really wanted to kind of remind individuals about how to get involved. But before we do that, I think it's important to note the shift that has happened with work-based learning, with our business and industry, but also with those public policymakers across the state and across in our region that have really committed and frankly put their advocacy and their support behind some of these programs. And so I'd be remiss if I didn't mention our elected officials and those policy advocates out there that have really stepped up and said work-based learning, career exploration, and immersion for our teachers matter. And so I want to make sure that I hit that point before we talk about kind of what is the action that comes from this. And I just want to, you know, before we went to the break, we talked a lot about businesses. Head over to our website. If you aren't involved in work-based learning yet, you're not quite sure to start, you're worried about insurance, because that's what we hear a lot is, I can't hire anyone at 18, or even 16 can't be in my businesses. And that just is simply untrue. There's some opportunity for that. We have great resources on our website, but honestly, just reach out to Heidi or I. We're more than happy to help out with that. But I want to talk about next, how do educators get involved? Because I have no doubt everyone listening to us today that we're reaching today have an educator in their lives, right? And they're always looking for opportunities to do professional development. And this is a great one through our Adventures program that we had talked about a few segments ago. So Heidi, how do educators really get involved? And then maybe Darcy, you know, what can educators do to even extend that learning with some of the things that you're doing?
Yeah. So educators, registration is open. And like Jane mentioned earlier, it doesn't necessarily, it's not just teachers. It can be administrators, career support, advisors, right? Anyone in that area of career exploration. So registration is open. It's on our website. So there's a link. You can even read about Adventures if you want to do a little recap and understand it. So, and it's open till June 6th. So yeah, we have some time.
And for those of us just joining us, Heidi's talking about Adventures, which is a 4-day-long program, June 15th through the 19th, coming up here. Immersive, kind of choose your own adventure of understanding what businesses you want to do. Kind of that back to the future perspective of how can we support that future workforce through really helping our educators build their skills, their understanding of what is needed from business and industry within our region. And Darcy, talk a little bit about what we're going to be doing with that.
The beauty of this week is it serves as a gigantic spark. there is so much inspiration that happens during this week. I think all too frequently we don't know what we don't know, and things are advancing. I loved what Denise talked about earlier, that there are so many boxes in our community and we don't know what happens inside or those boxes. And this is a great opportunity to explore all of those things and really get all kinds of sparks of inspiration. And then as we go through the week, it is helping turn those sparks and all of those ideas and opportunities into tangible action steps that educators can implement in their classroom. So students are gaining exposure and they're really emphasizing the skills that students need to be building and helping students amplify their skill set to be career ready.
Yeah. And then the other thing, Denise and her crew, Dr. Jonas and her crew, have a great website that also includes those professional skills, some of those career ready practices that are out there, and some great resources within her, her area as well. So head over to Cass County CTE, and that website, if you search out, C3 Tech, you will find it pretty quickly. But we are actually surprisingly coming up on the end of our time. So we have about 2 minutes left. So we have to go rapid fire, which is hard to believe. We only have 2 minutes left. So before we close, I did want to do that little bit rapid fire. I think those of you that know me always try to do this. So if I ask you to keep it short, but what is one piece of advice you each would give maybe either a business leader or a parent when it comes to preparing that future or emerging workforce talent? So Dr. Jonas, going to put you on the spot there. What would your advice be?
The one thing I do have to share is we haven't mentioned this, but for companies, this is a great marketing opportunity. When 40 teachers or 50 teachers come through your community and your business, they get to learn about you and they talk to their neighbors and their friends and their children. So I think just from the lens of why, it's just a great marketing tool to show off what you do well in your company. So I'll leave that nugget for employers. And then I think it's also important for you to share with us how your company is shifting and changing. Mm-hmm. As we think about the future, back to some comments that have already been made by our panels, that things are changing and what is changing in your company and what are you thinking? What's your future look like? And when we hear your message, we can think and plan and educate our students for the future.
Yeah. Great way to test drive an employee too, isn't it?
Yes.
I love that.
Relationships start early.
Yes, they do. Heidi.
Yeah. My piece of advice could be parents, businesses. I would say don't wait. Start exposing those young people to real world experiences early, because they're going to find out what they do like, but also more importantly, to some, what they don't like.
And I agree. And I would say, mm-hmm. you know, a great way to do that with our younger folks is through some of those career camps and some of those things happening. Northern Crops Institute has a career camp coming up that's just great. Get them exposed. Darcy, you.
Tell a young person in your life what they're good at. Frequently, people aren't aware of where their talents lie. And when you see a spark in a young person, tell them, and tell them often.
Yeah, you never know if you're that one person for that person or for that student.
I might leave with one note that our post-secondary partners are critical in this work too. So we've been talking a lot about work-based learning, but we know it takes skills and training and continuing education after high school. So that there are players and partners in this work too. So I just want to get a shout out to our post-secondary.
Oh, we have a lot of great post-secondary, everything from our you know, technical organizations and 2-year colleges to our 4-year doctoral granting institutions. Well, thanks for such a robust conversation. I would be remiss if I didn't thank the three of you for every day in, day out supporting our learners. Thank you for joining us again on ChamberLink. Don't forget, sign up for Edventures, and employers, reach out to us. We want to help you engage the future and emerging workforce. Thanks so much. We appreciate you listening to the ChamberLink.